USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of job openings is down for the third straight month, and yet another sign the labor market is cooling. The Labor Department saying job openings fell to 10.7 million in June, its lowest level since last fall. The biggest declines were in retail and wholesale trade, followed by state and local government education. The number of people who quit their jobs in June fell slightly. The governor of Texas is inviting the mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. to see the situation at the southern border for themselves. In a letter to Eric Adams and Muriel Bowser, Republican Greg Abbott said Texas has spent more than $3 billion over the last 18 months addressing the situation. Both mayors are complaining about illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to their cities. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Justice Department is suing Idaho over the state's abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters the law doesn't allow exceptions in cases where a woman's health is in jeopardy. The Senate Republican leader is taking more shots at the big Democratic economic package.
The Inflation Reduction Act won't reduce inflation any more than the American Rescue Plan actually rescued America.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying it would trigger job-killing tax hikes during a recession. He again called it a reckless taxing and spending spree. Voters are going to the polls in five states to decide matchups for the fall election and other key issues. In Kansas, they're voting on a pro-life bill known as Amendment 2 that affirms that Kansas's state constitution doesn't provide a right to abortion. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 402 points to close at 32,396. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Live Golf offered a figure between $700 and $800 million to Tiger Woods in an attempt to lure the 15-time major winner away from the PGA Tour. That's according to Live Golf CEO Greg Norman. The Saudi-backed Golf League has been trying to lure golfers from the PGA to their tour. If a golfer joins the Live Tour, he's not allowed to play PGA Tour events, due to the fact that it's linked with Saudi Arabia, which, according to Norman, is the height of hypocrisy.
The PGA Tour, I think, has about 27 sponsors on the PGA Tour, do $40-plus billion worth of business on an annual basis in Saudi Arabia. Now, why doesn't the PGA Tour call the CEOs of each one of those organizations, oh, sorry, we can't do business with you because you're doing business with Saudi Arabia? Why are they picking on the professional golfers? Why? The male professional golfers.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Senate Majority Leader says there's no justification to delay passage of a veterans aid bill any longer.
Every day that passes without action on the PACT Act is another day that our nation's veterans have to do the unthinkable. Fight for basic health care benefits they rightfully deserve.
Schumer calling on Republicans and Democrats to work together to get the bill done as soon as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.